It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thank you very much. I just wish we'd get rid of the high cloud and it would start raining.
Yes.
You know, we all usually start this program off talking about water.
Yes.
And, you know, in the next month, if we don't get some decent rain, we'll probably have to move into some mandatory restrictions. They won't be onerous to begin with, but we're now less than 50% full. So the water has greened up the paddocks and it's filled the rural tanks and it's helped the garden, but it's not filling the lakes.
No.
So, yeah. Anyway, apart from that, I'm fine and I'm looking forward to level 3. Why? Because I'll be able to see my grandkids again.
Yes, that'll be lovely. That's what we're going to start by talking about a little bit this morning is, of course, the Prime Minister's announcement yesterday that we've got one more week at level 4 and then we will be moving down to level 3 for an initial 2 weeks before they review it. What do you think are some of the key things that people should be taking away about what this kind of week means? I know she said that some businesses should be using it as a time to prepare, but also what people should be taking from this announcement about level 3, because it's still fairly strict, Phil.
Yeah, it is still fairly strict, and I think the Prime Minister's key point yesterday, we've all made a great sacrifice, and, you know, I was on the phone to the Police Commissioner last week, and not the Police Commissioner, the Police District Commander here in Auckland, and she said, look, you know, despite some obvious examples of idiot and sometimes disgusting behaviour, overwhelmingly people have been really good. And the Prime Minister was saying, look, we've made this sacrifice, you know, compare New Zealand to the United States where people are out in the street, you know, with 40,000 people dead, they're out in the street protesting that there's controls on their movement. Wow. We've made some good gains. The global average transmission of COVID-19 is 5 times higher than New Zealand. We've got one of the lowest transmission rates in the world, and we've got one of the highest per capita testing rates in the world. We can be proud of that. But, you know, I guess I kind of guessed it. I thought, are they really going to want to end the lockdown 2 days before a long weekend where we've been cooped up at home for 4 weekends?
Yeah.
Wow, a long weekend. Let's go out and get out in the town. So I think it was wise, and I think most people, just the vox pops I've heard, most people understand why we'd extend it for another 5 days. And the people that are probably less enthusiastic about that are those that have got small businesses and those that are in employment, and I absolutely understand that. They're under huge pressure. And indeed, well, you know, while lockdown hasn't been too painful for a lot of us, for those that have lost their jobs, well, it's a different dimension. So we are keen to get back, and what level 3 will mean is another 300,000 construction workers across New Zealand will be able to get back to work. Two of my boys who are tradies will be able to get back in and start earning a living again and try to keep their businesses afloat. We'll be able to get takeaways. That's the one the kids mention most. And we'll be able to slightly extend our bubble to include close members of the family. And, you know, while we've been Skyping keeping in contact with our three kids and the two grandkids, it's not quite the same as being able to call around and play with the kids and have a bit of socialising. So I think we're all looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But we still have to be, absolutely careful, as the PM has said. You know, when you go back to work, have that social distancing there. Make sure that you don't go to work if you're sick. Make sure that when you're travelling around a bit with a little bit more flexibility, still stay regional, not quite as local as your local neighbourhood, but don't hop in the car and drive to Tauranga or up to the Bay of Islands. We want to lock in those gains that we've made.
Absolutely.
And the sooner we can actually start to eliminate, we're down to, 9 new cases a day yesterday. As soon as we can come as close as we can to eliminating that, or where we can't eliminate it, at least test, contact, trace and contain, the sooner we can get back to normal. And that's what everybody wants.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this kind of going forward into the business side of things a little bit. We want to talk about some of these priority infrastructure projects that the council's put out, but I do want to touch on some of these smaller businesses that you've mentioned, because of course those people are feeling the brunt of this in a way that bigger businesses might not necessarily. What is the council going to be doing to support those smaller businesses moving forward, not just in level three, but in the longer term as well? Grant Robertson indicated last night that he's hoping that councils will be giving some serious thoughts to how to support those small businesses. Have you been thinking about this already, Phil?
Yeah, we certainly have. And while, you know, there are some people out there that say, give us zero rates, zero rates not going to make much difference for a small business that's on the margins, because what is a 2.5% rate increase for the average, well, for the residential property, I haven't got the business property here, it might be a bit higher, but for the average residential property is about $1.35 a week. So that's not going to make a huge difference one way or the other for the viability of a firm. What will make a difference is if we can defer the rates in full for people in genuine hardship, both residential and business, and then to look at, we can do that now, and we can also look, and what we'll be consulting on is looking at postponing rates for those people that are in real trouble, which means that they can put off paying, that they will still have their rates liability. They probably won't have, if it's a genuine case, they won't have the penalty rates applied, and they'll be able to put off the rates for a significantly longer period of time. At the moment, we've got postponements for people that might have a property that's quite valuable, but they've got a very low income. Mm-hmm. And we'll say, you know, okay, in a number of cases, we'll postpone that, maybe take it from the estate when the person dies, or we'll take it from the sale of the property when that sale occurs. So we can do things to help people that are in dire straits, and we can help carry them through. And I think that's what we're going to be trying to do. At the same time, we're working. I've got a business advisory panel that I meet with every Monday morning by a teleconference, actually, and looking at things that where we can encourage the government to help. The wage mm-hmm. subsidy has been a huge help, but you know, at a big price, $10 billion. Wow, that's huge. The tax rebates for small businesses are quite helpful. And we are passing on the views of small businesses to central government to see where that help can be extended. And to be fair to the government, they've done a great job both on containing COVID-19, but they've also, because they've got the facility to borrow, which unfortunately mm-hmm. councils don't have, they've been able to keep people going through this period. Now, we'll pay for that over the next 10 years. There'll be a section of our tax money that goes to pay for the borrowing that we've done now. But nobody doubts that it was a good idea to try to keep things going as much as we can now at the time of crisis.
Certainly,
And spread that pain over a much longer period. It'll be less intense pain and less fatal pain.
And just to return back to the rates for a moment there, of course, there has been a long projected 3.5% rate rise, which has come under a bit of criticism recently. Is that something that is still going ahead, Phil, or is it currently maybe under review?
Well, we're consulting on 2.5 or 3.5. Now, what does 2.5 means? An extra $1.35 a week for the average ratepayer who's paying, say, $3,000 a year in rates. That's the average rate level. And a 3.5% increase would be $1.83 a week. Now, why are we consulting on that? Because we signalled 2 years ago and I campaigned on a 3.5% rate increase. Look, I acknowledge that the world has changed, and councillors acknowledge that. And we're saying to people, look, we can drop that back a bit, but of course, we've got a much bigger problem. When we opened our books last week and did the normal thing, we have to let the stock exchange know, we showed that on our projections from non-rates revenue, which is half of all our revenue at council, we're probably down $450 million. Now, how do you find $450 million? It'll be a bit less than that because some of our expenditure down as well, but it'll still be several hundred million dollars. Now, we've still got to keep the core services going. We've got to keep the things that people want to do. You know, the 250,000 people that go to our libraries each week, and the 200,000 that go to our leisure facilities and pools each week. We want to keep those things going. We've got to keep the local roads repaired. We've got to keep picking up the rubbish and providing the water. Most of all, we want to keep investing in an infrastructure, not only because the city badly needs the infrastructure. We've been, you know, short on infrastructure for housing, for transport, for the environment for so long, but also because that's a way of stimulating growth, providing jobs and getting the economy going again. Mm. And the more we slash back, the less we can because of our debt to revenue ratio problems, the less we can borrow for those infrastructure programs, and the more unemployment there will be.
With regard to the priority infrastructure projects, just before we let you go, Phil, I'm interested to see that the City Rail Link is one of the priority infrastructure projects. Why has that one been platformed as something to, put forward as a priority?
Well, that's a key program that's underway at the moment. But with the shutdown, that's caused a number of problems. One, it's a delay. It's a delay of actually probably more than a month, because once you close, you spend time closing a project down, and then you've got to build it up again. And we'd also like to try to do more to bring that program forward, so that we can start work on multiple fronts at the Aotea station site, the Mount Eden station site, the K Road station site, the tunnel that's going from Albert Street through to Mount Eden. And if we can get some extra capital support from government as part of its shovel-ready projects, this is a big employer of people. It's, over 3,000, I think maybe 3,500 people working on the City Rail Link. Some of those workers have been able to keep working, the planners and the designers, but obviously we haven't been able to do the physical construction. Mm-hmm. But if you look through that list of, there's 73 projects plus water cares, which are separate, and you'll see a whole lot of things that are about busways, Eastern Busway, Northwestern Busway, the Northern Busway. It's about cycleways. It's about road renewals. It's about road safety. It's about water quality. It's about electrifying our bus fleet. We've given the government a wide range of projects that, if they are prepared to put, give Auckland what we're asking for, our fair share of, third of the population, 38% of the GDP, mm-hmm. we can help the government stimulate the economy, create more jobs, people with income to spend, then create more jobs in their own right, not to follow the lessons of the Great Depression, where everybody screwed everything down, we balanced the books, but the country was flat on its back and took years to recover. We want to keep we want to regenerate our economic activity as soon as we come out of level 4 and level 3, and this is a way to do it, and we can contribute in that way with the government's assistance.
Well, it will be very interesting to see what happens over the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure we will be touching base on this again next week. Phil, thank you so much for your time.
We'll be out of level 4 next week.
Yes,
but
we will.
Still in the
we will.
Level 3.5.
Still at level 3. That's very much the case. Hey, thank you very much for your time this morning, Phil.
Thanks, Rachel.
Talk to you then. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
It certainly